The stage is set. Listen and be heard. Because Pilipinas is now on a bigger platform. Hosted by Cookie Tuazon with Marty Tenko, they will feature spoken word acts, tackle topics that keep the mic alive, and the community of artists inspired.
My name is Cookie.
My name is Marty.
Welcome to Because Pilipinas. We are the show that recognizes the importance of words. Here we feature the world of spoken word poetry, also the music we all have within. Now, when those two work hand in hand, they do wonders. It sounds like a beautiful marriage. You have your rhyme and you have your rhythm.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay, what is on today's show? Ask me what, Marty.
Okay, why?
Well, today's show is all about a seaman's life.
Oh.
Seafaring, taking a cruise, ships, a life that is maritime.
Oh, wow.
A life living by the seas. I hope none of you out there would get seasick as we all ride this wave. Let's make sense of words aboard every watercraft, every ocean liner.
Yes.
Marty.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's talk first about personal experience.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What do you think of riding a ship? Have you ever boarded one?
On the top of my head, it would be the ship ride to Corregidor Island.
Yes.
Thank goodness I didn't feel seasick. It was fascinating. I enjoyed looking over the Manila Bay, splashes of water, and the cool air.
Cool.
How about you, Cookie?
Oh, I remember a 24-hour ferry trip a long time ago.
Wow.
From Manila, I went to Cebu for an event.
Okay.
And I recall feeling so scared
The
minute we hit Bataan because the ship started moving violently.
Oh, right. Yeah, that would be scary.
Yeah, so I was out of my cabin, So dizzy.
Right.
Hanging on to the handrails for dear life.
Yeah.
I can laugh about it now, but yeah, at the time it was
definitely
really bad, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good thing, though, the rough waters lasted for only a few minutes.
Oh, good.
Oh, and shortly after, together with the other passengers, we saw dolphins spinning.
Oh, that is so
jumping
cool.
Out of the water. It was a great sight to see.
I bet.
Riding a ship is fun for me. Mind you, they also serve good food.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, you have to eat
the
next
that.
Time you decide to ride a ship.
I'll definitely keep that in mind.
Okay, Marty.
Yes, ma'am.
How about poetry about every vessel called ships? Which ones would you go on a sail with?
I found this poem entitled Moored by B.J. Lee. Here goes. Do not keep me tied at this mooring. My rope strains while green water whispers against my hull. Let's be off to the deep places where I can feel the wind at my back, the sun in my white face, and I'll give you the ride of your life.
Wow, I don't know what to say.
How about you, Cookie?
Let's ride.
Yeah.
Okay. I like The Seafarer by Ezra Pound.
Uh-huh.
Robert Louis Stevenson's Requiem.
Oh.
Walt Whitman's O Captain, My Captain.
Yes.
Also, Death of an Old Seaman by Langston Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and The Building of the Ship by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. That's a good one, too.
Definitely checking it out.
Now, let's hear it from our first guest. Allow him to take us for a ride as he shares with us his view on voyage. Here's Devo featuring Benedict C. with Manlalakbay.
Huwag hihinto sa paglalakbay, malayo nang narating mo. Magtiwalang darating ang bukas at matutupad ang mga pangarap mo. Huwag hihinto sa paglalakbay, malayo nang narating mo. Magtiwalang darating ang bukas at matutupad ang mga pangarap mo.
Lumingon na ako sa pinanggalingan, hindi para balikan. Bagkus para mas daan at pagdilayan ang daan ang aking nilakaran sa mga gabi hindi mapanatag. Minumulto at binabagabag kung paano itakan sa sarili sa gapos ng pagkawas. Pagbangon mula sa lusak, pagpanggap at pagtatago, patungo sa lupain ang pagtanggap at pagbabago. Nasilo noon doon sa manipesto ng aking delusyon, naglakbay na walang direksyon, lula ng bulag kong ambisyon. Madilim ang paningin na piringan ng tusong pagkatao, mahigpit na kinapitan ang mundo, nagalok na huwag na pangako sa paniwala na walang lugar para magkamali. Mga sandali, minadali, kala ko rin kasi lahat madali. Sa pagpilit, magkatama, naghanap sa iba ng kamalian, laging may sinsisi para maibang mapagalitan. Sa patuloy na pagkontamina ng lason sa dalisay na balon, inakala ko na lahat ang sagot ay alam ko na bago pa man marinig ang tanong. Tila between na walang kakayahang magningning sa gitna ng dilim, binigtas ng tulay na nag-uunay sa kaduluan nito ay bangin. Nang dumating matinding siklo na di naging madaling pakisamahan, sa madilim na kabanata ng kapalaran, nalinlang ng salitang kalayaan na patawan sarili ng parusang kailan may di mabibigay ng kalangitan ang yugto kung saan sinisiti na likuran ka dahil sa kapamakan. Ako rin naman ang pinagugatan, tampalasan.
Sa paghangon sa pamamahala ng mga bathala, mawala ng pag-asa matamasa, sinungaling na mitiin ko inasa, ayon sa baluktot na pagnanasa.
Nakalimot ng bilangin mga grasya at biyaya, lumangoy langoy sa dagat ng apoy at namihasa. Di naman sila nagkulang sakin na mabuting paalala, hiling pangalila na panahoy umayon sakin makisama mabuhay. Gaya ng orihinal na nila yun sa paraisong lupa mahukay, mga nakahimlay na sa limot na kasayang alaala. At naalala ko bigla ang awit na
Huwag hihinto sa paglalakbay, malayo nang narating mo. Magtiwalang darating ang bukas at matutupad ang mga pangarap mo. Huwag hihinto sa paglalakbay, malayo na ang narating mo. Magtiwalang darating ang bukas at matutupad ang mga pangarap mo.
Nagpatangay sa daloy ng tadhana, pinagpalagay lahat ng bagay, nakasalalay sa kamay ng karma. Wala ng dating pagkatao, napalitan na ng bago. Wala ng dapat itago mula sa lusa sarili na hango. Sanda mo kalma ng maling akala, sindami ng maling hinala, sadyang nakakalula, resultang taliwa sa hula't hinuha. Buti na lamang may laging nagpapaalala sa sarili, magtiwala, maniwal sa grasya at biyayang kanyang pinaubaya. Kaya ako nang bahala, di na pwedeng magsawa lang, bahala sa mga barikadang dambuhala. Hawak ko ang manibela, biyahing patungong tagumpay. Akong magmamaniobra, aking obra, gamit ang mikropono ng inugot sa akin tadyang oras, dugot, pawis, sandang ibuos mula sa sariling laman. Lahat ng hamong dumaong kinaya ko pa kaya, sawa na maburon sa laro kung saan ang panalo hindi tumaya. Bibit na ipong enerhiya mula sa mga naniwala't sumuporta, genkidama, banal kong mang asar, Dalai Lama, tundaan ng aking dama. Salamat sa sumama, ang gamo-gamong nadurang sa apoy, ganap ng alitap-tap, tanga ng alab ng buhay, san manda kong mapadpad. Ang gamo-gamong nadurang sa apoy, ganap ng alitap-tap, tanga ng alab ng buhay, san manda kong mapadpad. Lipad!
Huwag hihinto sa paglalakbay, malayo nang narating mo. Magtiwalang darating ang bukas at matutupad ang mga pangarap mo. Huwag hihinto sa paglalakbay, malayo na ang narating mo. Magtiwalang darating ang bukas at matutupad ang mga pangarap mo.
Anong silbi ng kayaman, ang papurit kapangyarihan, kung hindi mo matikman, tunay na kaligayahan. Tunay na kaligayahan, makakanta mo lamang kung ang landas ng puso ang iyong nilalakaran. Anong silbi ng kayaman, ang papurit kapangyarihan, kung hindi mo matikman, ang tunay na kalayaan. Tunay na kalayaan, makakamtan mo lamang kung ang landas ng puso ang iyong nilalakaran.
Marty,
yes,
the earliest ships, do we have a recorded history? What do we know about it?
According to ThoughtCo.com, Mesopotamian reed boats constitute the earliest known evidence for deliberately constructed sailing ships. Dated to the early Neolithic Ubaid culture of Mesopotamia, about 5,500 BCE, the small, masted Mesopotamian boats are believed to have facilitated minor but significant long-distance trade between the emerging villages of the Fertile Crescent and the Arabian Neolithic communities of the Persian Gulf. Boatmen followed the Tigris and Euphrates rivers down into the Persian Gulf and along the coasts of present-day Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and Qatar. The first evidence of Ubaidian boat traffic into the Persian Gulf was recognized in the mid-20th century when examples of Ubaidian pottery were found in scores of coastal Persian Gulf sites. Unlike wooden plank bellums, Ubaid ships were made from bundles of reeds roped together and covered with a thick layer of bituminous material for waterproofing.
Wow, I'm imagining it.
Yeah. An impression of string on one of several bitumen slabs found suggests that the boats may have had a lattice of rope stretched across the hull, similar to that used in later Bronze Age ships from the region. The word ship, meaning seagoing vessel, the online etymology dictionary states that it comes from the Old English word spelled S-C-I-P, meaning vessel of considerable size adapted to navigation, which comes from the Proto-Germanic skipa, spelled S-K-I-P-A, which in some sources say probably comes from the Proto-Indo-European root ske, spelled S-K-E-I, meaning to cut, to split, perhaps on the notion of a tree cut out or hollowed out.
Oh, that is so cool.
Right? How about you, Cookie?
Let's make us a boat.
Yeah. Oh, you do it.
Or a ship.
It looks so difficult. Why don't you try? Just kidding, Cookie. How about you?
Okay, I have trivia. I have bits of trivia here for you.
Yay, trivia.
Okay, did you know that Langston Hughes, mm-hmm. known as a poet of the Harlem Renaissance, right. worked many odd jobs uh-huh. as a young man?
Okay.
One being a seaman.
Ooh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And it took him to Africa and Europe.
Wow, amazing.
Also, did you know that poet and writer John Masefield, after an unhappy education, left his boarding school to board HMS Conway, both mm-hmm. to train for a life at sea and to break his addiction to reading, of which his aunt thought little?
Oh, that's nasty. No, I'm just joking.
Anyway, he spent several years aboard the ship uh-huh. and found that he could spend much of his time reading and writing.
Good on him.
Yeah.
Clap, clap, clap.
Great decision. It was aboard the Conway that Masefield's love of storytelling actually grew.
Wow, amazing. Mm-hmm.
While he was on the ship, he listened to the stories told about sea lore, continued to read, and decided that he was to become a writer and storyteller himself.
Good for him.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
Woohoo!
Next up, we have Jack Bradley and Dahl with his song As a Seafarer Coming Home, Sana Bukas.
So lakas may bandida. Kung kawag ay way, nilalabanan ang aming tubay. Mabaho sa magat, hanggang sa manapot, hanggang sa patulugin
Seafaring tales, seafaring as theme in literature. Do you have books you would like to recommend as good reads?
Okay, what I actually remembered was not books, but a character that I enjoyed reading when I was a kid.
Okay.
Captain Archibald Haddock in RJ's Tintin.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, I found his temper and snarky remarks hilarious.
Okay, I'm not a big fan, but sure.
He has a questionable bad habit of drinking too much rum and whiskey. So yeah, I get where you're coming from. If I'm not mistaken, he was first mentioned in The Crab with the Golden Claws.
Okay.
How about you, Cookie?
Oh, I recommend The Hardy Boys number 39.
Very specific, okay.
Yeah, The Mystery of the Chinese Junk by Franklin W. Dixon.
Okay.
I read it in high school, and turning every page gave me quite an adventure.
Oh, for sure. It's Hardy Boys.
Uh-huh. Can you relate?
Yeah.
Okay.
I read Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew, so I can relate.
Cool. Oh, and the classic Moby Dick should also be part of our personal libraries.
Uh-huh, right on.
On with the lineup, we give you Batang Sora with Pasalubong, a melodic tribute to family abroad to his dad, who is a seafarer.
Thank you. miss ka na ng nanay mo. Baluwag ng baluwag ang kwarto. Nag-aabang kami ng pasalubong.
To thank Paolo Tuason for his support.
Ooh, thank you.
Hi, Paolo. Have an awesome day there in Mexico.
Woo-hoo.
Greetings to his family, Vivian, Michael, Lynn, Glenn, RJ, and Sarah. Shout out to his friends, Jester Luna and family, Rafael Padilla and family, Tita Marie, Lino Hernandez, and family.
Woo-hoo.
Khalil Gibran on Reason and Passion said, "Your reason and your passion are the rudder and the sails of your seafaring soul. If either your sails or your rudder be broken, you can but toss and drift, or else be held at a standstill in mid-seas."
Amen.
Think about it every time you're out at sea.
Yep.
I'm Cookie.
I'm Marty.
Thank you for listening to Because Filipinas.